As I said, all species depend on other species for their survival. So that alone might answer the question for you, why is biodiversity so important? So we're going to explore this a little further. Why are we spending so much time learning about biodiversity? When a species ceases to exist anymore, it has become what is known as extinct. So this is something that happened to the dinosaurs millions and millions of years ago, where all species of dinosaurs were wiped off the face of the earth, and therefore we say that dinosaurs became extinct. Now, when a species becomes extinct, other species that depend on those species are at risk of becoming extinct themselves. So one simple way to think about this is if, for example, as we looked at before, koala bears, if koala bears ate only one single species of plant and that plant became extinct, all of a sudden koala bears themselves would become at risk of going extinct because they no longer have a food source. So this has many different complex interactions that can exist, and typically one species isn't solely dependent on one other species for their survival, but a single species becoming extinct can have a catastrophic effect nonetheless. So although biologists discover new species every day, the overall diversity of species that exists on our planet is decreasing. So even though we may discover a new species on a given day, that species was there just waiting to be discovered. It's not contributing to the overall diversity. However, when a species becomes extinct, we know it no longer exists anymore, then the overall biodiversity, is reduced. So the overall diversity of species on our planet is decreasing over time, and this is due to both natural factors, as well as human activity. So humans are having a negative effect on the biodiversity of our planet. So an example of this could be climate change. So humans are contributing to the change of the climate on our planet, which is something you may have heard too, which is referred to as global warming. So this change in climate could potentially, over time, lead to a mass extinction of species. And we don't know for sure what the effects of a mass extinction would be, but we do know that the effects could be catastrophic for both humans as well as any other organisms on the planet. So therefore, biodiversity is key for maintaining life on Earth as we know it. The more species that exist, the more interactions that can exist, and the more sort of buffer or fallback humans and other organisms have if one goes extinct. So if there, for example, are 10 species that one species uses as a food source, if a single one of those species goes extinct, there's still 9 other species that that organism can use for food sources. However, using the example as I said before, if a species only relies on a single food source and that food source becomes extinct, that animal is then out of luck and no longer has a food source. So it's extremely important that we maintain a healthy biodiversity on our planet. And you can actually see on this graph on this slide that the overall number of these of marine, freshwater, and terrestrial species has gone down in the last 30 years. The black line on this graph actually represents all of the vertebrate species. And you can see it's been put to a relative number of 100, starting at 100 in 1970. And the known number of vertebrate species has gone down from a relative number of 100 to a relative number of 60. So you can see that's an extremely large decline, and this is something that a trend that we need to reverse if we want to maintain life on this planet over a long period of time. So this is a very key lesson to know that biodiversity is important to maintain life on this planet for all species.